Electromagnetic radio.
Hey kid, we on the air? Kid? Oh, for Matt, the usual. Pick up now.
You know, one of these days you're actually going to have to learn how to use that console of yours.
Kid, it has been 2 months and the bulb for the broadcast indicator is still burnt out. You said you would take care of that.
It's not my fault. They're on back order. Do you have any idea how hard it is to find Edison DC wide thread bulbs nowadays?
No, I don't.
You could always put your finger in the socket.
No, I won't.
Why not keep a transistor radio nearby so you can monitor the show? You were doing that for a while.
Because I don't like spinning my own hard-earned cash on batteries for a radio just because you refuse to do your job.
Get a radio you can plug in.
A radio that runs on DC that has a plug that's compatible with the freakish outlets in this building? 6 pins, a spring, and something that looks like a piece of elbow macaroni? What the hell is that anyway?
Look, I can get 400 feet of cable and run a line from
kid,
the pole across the street
kid,
to your booth.
Kid, Matt, listen! How is that any easier than just doing your job and telling me if we're on the air or not? This shouldn't be an issue. All I want from you is a simple yes or no answer when I ask the question, are we on the air? Is that so much to ask?
I guess not.
No, so let's try it. I'm going to ask the question, are we on the air? And you, Electromatic Control Technician Matt Appleyard, are going to say yes or no. Are you ready?
Sure, okay.
Are we on the air? Well? Yes?
I'll have to say,
what? Hello? Matt? Hello? Why, that little... He hung up! That little weasel hung up on me! Oh, when I get my hands on it! Matt! If you don't pick up the comm in 5 seconds, I'm gonna dismember you, encase your remains in lucite, and sell you as paperweights to tourists!
Sorry, Gray. Bad line. Lost you there for a minute. What was it you wanted?
Oh, God. I give up.
Hey, that's no way to feel. This would be so much easier on the both of us if you just learned proper procedures like you were supposed to during orientation. Then you'd never need to ask me if we're on the air never, ever again. Ever.
I never had any kind of orientation.
And that is exactly what we're going to remedy here today.
Well, what is that, a movie projector?
Close. It's... Oh yeah, you're right.
We're gonna watch a movie?
Sharp as a tack.
What movie?
The training film you were supposed to watch before you started working. It should answer all of your questions and then some.
Oh, good. Can I go to the John before we start?
No.
Hey, slow down there, Bob. Where are you off to in such a hurry?
Sorry, Harry. No time to talk now. I don't want to be late for my first day on the job as an Electromatic Radio on-air personality.
Look familiar? It should, because Bob is you, and this is Electromatic Radio. Meet Bob Smith. Bob, like you, is an average sort of guy with average unthreatening tastes and healthy political affiliations. Two blonde, blue-eyed children with normal two-syllable names and a dog named Spot. But Bob is different. Ha ha! There, Bob. I mean that in a good way. You see, Bob has the ability to sound as though he means what he says.
That's a very nice hat, Mrs. Jones.
No matter what.
I'm very glad to see you, Mr. Taylor.
Under any circumstances.
I'm terribly sorry for your loss.
Bob has that one-in-a-million quality that makes him ideally suited for his new job as an Electromatic Radio on-air personality. Amiable banality. Bob has it, and you have it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And speaking of here, Bob has finally arrived at the gleaming, ultra-modern Electromatic building in downtown Drakesville. He certainly looks impressed, and who wouldn't be? And it looks as though Bob is about to get the red carpet treatment. Literally. Who is this coming out to greet him? Why, it's funny man Milton Berle, and Princess Grace of Monaco. Flowers? For me, says Bob? You shouldn't have.
Hey, what the hell? I didn't get this red carpet treatment when I started working here. Hell, I had to bust out a window to let myself into the building.
They had to jettison the whole red carpet thing in the 70s to keep the budget in line. I tried to convince Mr. Osborne to hire Anson Williams to greet you on your first day, but he wouldn't budge.
Oh, well, I don't know if that would have made me feel much more welcome anyway.
Ow, big ol' slam on Potsy there, Gray.
Bob enters his broadcasting booth for the first time with a sense of trepidation. So many dials, buttons, and knobs. Say, what is this? Are we running a radio station here or a rocket to Mars? It all looks like too much for one person to handle. Well, don't worry, Bob. The nuclear-powered Electrovac 1 supercomputer makes most of the technical decisions automatically, rendering most of these colorful instruments superfluous under normal circumstances. However, for the sake of your safety and the safety of the people in the surrounding counties, these instruments are being made accessible to you due to the almost laughably remote possibility that an emergency could arise as a result of a technical glitch somewhere in the station. Please pay attention to the following instructions as they may one day save your life. 1. The gauge in the far upper left-hand corner of your control panel marked Fuel Containment Monitor, as shown here, should remain steady at a reading.
Hey, Matt!
Hold on, Gray. I should have it fixed in a... Oh, damn! Nitrate stock! Ow! Oh, the extinguisher! Where's the extinguisher? Oh, there it is!
Kid?
Just keep your seat, Gray. I'll have it back up in a second.
Yeah, but what about what the announcer was talking about? He said...
Here it comes.
Hundreds, if not thousands, dead or dying. In the small drawer to the right, you'll find a handgun with a single bullet. Please consult Manual 36C7J for instructions as to its proper and effective use.
Oh, well, that's just great. What the hell was all that about?
I wouldn't worry about it, Gray. I think they're talking about the old system. It's been changed a few times, I think.
That's real reassuring, kid.
But under normal circumstances, most technical issues can be handled by this friendly, alert, industrious-looking fellow, the Electromatic Control Technician. An MIT graduate, fully trained and certified in the use and maintenance of Electromatic Radio's highly specialized equipment, the Electromatic Control Technician will be your friend in need.
Hey, you didn't graduate from MIT, did you? Hey, where the hell are you going?
I'm going out for a sandwich. You want one?
They're always an intercom call away, ready to lend you a helping hand.
You can't leave now. You're supposed to be working the projector.
It's fine. The reel will still be running by the time I get back, I bet.
Never argumentative, Electromatic Control Technicians are hired for their keenness of mind and evenness of temper.
Yeah, but what if something happens? I don't know how to work that machine.
Come on, Gray. It's just a freaking projector.
Now listen, kid.
No, you listen. I didn't eat breakfast this morning, and I could really use a sandwich right about now. I'll be back in a few minutes with a sandwich to eat. Jeez, big infant.
You!
Yes, sir. It sure is swell to have a kind, courteous, and emotionally stable Electromatic Control Technician around when you need him. And now, as you're a red-blooded male, here's 10 minutes of cheesecake footage for you to ogle, and I'll be back momentarily with part 2.
Cheesecake? Hot damn! Oh, baby! Oh, no! No, no! I knew it! I knew it! Ah! Matt!
When I fall in love, I get dizzy. I fall out there just to dish a memory to draw me in. Still can't regret my big sin, though I acted a fool. My double become a real has been. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that, Gray. Low blood sugar makes me a little wacky. I hope you understand.
Yeah, fine. Let's just get this over with, okay?
Well, we're at the midpoint now.
So what the hell are we doing again? Why am I in this chair?
This is the interactive portion of your training film. It's very cool. Just like those old William Castle movies where he would rig up certain chairs in the theater to vibrate during parts of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I went to a couple of those when I was a kid. What was it? The Tingler?
Except instead of a mild vibration, your chair is rigged to give you painful electrical shocks.
Oh, what? Kid, let me out of this thing!
You worry too much, Gray. It's not gonna hurt you. Oh, well, okay, yeah, it will, but it's a good kind of hurt. Now just quit squirming and watch the movie. It's good for you.
And welcome back. Are you in the special electromatic train-o-mat chair? Good, because this is where you get to participate instead of merely passively absorbing information like a huge sponge. Ready? Good. Then let's begin. In this portion of the film, we're going to be tackling the do's and don'ts of your new career as an electromatic on-air personality?
Hey!
Why, who is that?
It's me, down here, Mr. Electro.
Well, hello, Mr. Electro. Come to lend a helping hand, I see.
You bet! As an animated corporate mascot, I've been around, and I think I know a few things about what it takes to be a good electromatic on-air personality instead of a bad one.
I'm sure you do. Shall we demonstrate for the nice people?
Will we? Hot dog! Let me use a little of my electro-magic!
Say, who is this fellow?
This is Mr. Fumble. He'll help illustrate some of the don'ts of being an on-air personality. He gets everything wrong.
That's me.
And he's a huge Mets fan.
Hey, what's so wrong with that?
So let's get started, shall we? Here's a situation that requires a modicum of rudimentary technical knowledge. You're on the air, and suddenly...
Fine. Next up on Electromatic Radio.
Quasi-static feedback from an LZ7 loop fuse in the retrolinear synchronization grid has caused a runaway inversion cycle, and there isn't enough time for a control technician to fix the problem. It's all up to you. To the left side of your console is your remodulation interface panel. Do you A, dampen the distortion by introducing a higher ratio of alpha waves, B, halt the cycle by transferring the static overflow to the protonic confinement sump, or C, generate a localized positive interface field by supplanting lepton flux with metaphasic impulses? Hurry now! Press the appropriate button by your left or right hand on the Trainomat chair.
Kid, I have no idea what the hell they're talking about here.
You're kidding me!
No.
Oh, all right, I'll tell you the answer, but just because you're a friend of mine.
Hurry! Your time is almost up.
What is it?
A.
A?
A.
Okay, A.
No, I mean C. I'm sorry.
You chose A. That is incorrect. The correct answer is B. Let's see what Mr. Fumble chose to do. Mr. Fumble stupidly chose A. Oh no! Mr. Fumble's attempt to dampen the distortion by introducing a higher ratio of alpha waves has created a time paradox. He's now trapped in a hellish time loop, repeating forever those final few seconds between the moment he pressed the button and the instant the paradox began. Poor Mr. Fumble.
He got what he deserved, if you ask me, but we still need him for our demonstration, so I'll bring him back.
What happened?
Now here's another quick technical scenario. You're on the air, doing your job, when suddenly...
Now for the weather!
Oops, you've got a red line on Trioptic Scanner 7. No time to lose. Fortunately, you have only three buttons to choose from on the scanner panel. Do you choose A, B, B, C, or C, A? Quickly now.
Kid, again, I have no...
Hold on. Trioptic Scanner 7. B. It's B.
B? You mean A?
No, I mean B.
You mean B is in C?
No, C is A. The answer is B.
C is B.
No, A is B. What you want is B.
Okay, that's C.
But...
Oh, I thought you said B!
I did say B. Why the hell did you choose A?
Because...
You chose A. That is incorrect. The correct answer is B. Let's see which Mr. Fumble chose. Uh-oh, he chose C and is now completely engulfed in flames. Say, that's tough luck, fellow.
I'd let him burn, but we still need his services, I'm sorry to say.
And now on to our next scenario. It's a situation we're all faced with at one point or another. You're at the microphone when suddenly...
The now in the news...
His Majesty, Prince Romano III of Covania.
Now you're on the spot. Royalty is visiting the Electromatic facilities. What do you do? Do you A, halt what you're doing and greet the prince with a smile and a firm handshake? B, continue what you're doing and pretend the prince is not in your booth? Or C, leap from your chair, wrestle the prince to the ground, and begin viciously punching him below the belt until he vomits? Hurry now.
Finally, an easy one. A!
You chose A. That is incorrect. The correct answer is C. In Covania, being bold enough to physically attack a member of the royal house is considered a sign of respect. Let's see what our friend Mr. Fumble chose to do. He chose to smile and shake the prince's hand. Bad move, Mr. Fumble. A firm handshake is considered the greatest possible personal offense in Covania. And Mr. Fumble is summarily executed by the prince's sergeant-in-arms. What a shame!
Yeah, boo-hoo! He can stay dead!
Next up are a series of 143 simple multiple-choice questions about medieval Polish history. So put your thinking cap on, and we'll begin!
Kid? I think I need to be let out of this chair now, kid!
Mieszko II,
kid?
Son of Bolesław
Matt?
The Brave, and in Milda,
where'd you go,
daughter
Matt?
Of Dobromir,
Matt?
Duke of Lusatia, was
Matt,
crowned
let me out
King
of, this
of
chair
Poland
now!
In the year A, 1021,
Matt!
B, 1028, or C, 1033.
24 Heures du Mans. 24 Heures du Mans. La plus grande course automobile d'endurance du monde. Verrons-nous cette année les 200 km/h de moyenne? Deux marques sont en lice. Ferrari, le champion inamovible. Ford, le géant américain qui va tenter de s'imposer à ses dernières. La première séance d'essai a été contrariée par une violente tempête.
Mais le vendredi soir, le vent s'était calmé et cela permit de battre un sensationnel record du tour.
We'll be right back. get your information, information. Gotta get your information, information. Gotta get your information, information. Gotta get your information, information.
Oh, I am sorry, Gray.
Well, I'm sorry, Gray. Fat lot of good that does me now.
So sue me. I had to take a bathroom break.
A bathroom toke, more like it. Look, can we just wrap this up, please? The whole point of this nonsense is that I was supposed to learn about that damn console, and I haven't seen word one about it yet.
Patience, Gray. It should be in the part coming up.
Fascinating history of Poland. Now, in our next reel, you'll learn all about the ins and outs of your console.
See?
And here to help us is 20th Century Fox star Jane Mansfield.
Hot damn!
So don't go away, and soon you'll learn sex actually what you need to know.
Matt, you gonna pull up the next reel?
Yeah, I
what?
It's not here.
What?
The canister is empty.
Empty?
Yeah, I guess somebody checked it out from the vault and lost it.
I see. So, I've been wasting my time for the past half hour. The multiple fires, the discomfort, the electric shocks, all for nothing.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No?
No, you learned a lot about Poland.
Yeah. Pardon me, kid. I'm gonna go scream and punch the wall of my office for a few hours.
Oh, okay. You mind if I, take advantage of the Train-O-Mat chair, seeing as how it's all, hooked up?
Be my guest, kid.
Oh, boy! Here we go!
Nikita Khrushchev. A. Cirrus. B. Cumulonimbus. Or C. Nimbostratus.
No idea!
That is incorrect!
Oh, I love this job!
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.